on Wizards of Waverly Place.
It's a magic necklace. It only glows when you're in love with the person who put it on you.
Cute fangs.
Juliet!
You found me!
Juliet was my girlfriend.
You know everything's gonna be a breeze. At the end we'll no doubt justify the means. You can fix any problem with the slightest of ease. Yes, please. You might find out it'll go to your head when you write a report on a book you never read. With the snap of your fingers, you can make your bed. That's why I said everything is not what it seems. When you can get all you wanted in your wildest dreams, you might run into trouble if you go to extremes. Because everything is not what it seems.
My gosh, I let you help me find my girlfriend who used to be your girlfriend? That thank you I said earlier, I cancel that. Thank you very much. I cancel that too.
Mason, you haven't stopped staring at Juliet since we found her.
Juliet, I didn't know we were looking for you.
I'll never stop loving you!
Oh my gosh, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Can't you see how I feel about you?
Alex, I'm sorry. Something just came over me.
I never want to see you again.
Dude, I don't know what you just did, but she seems pretty hurt. I'm gonna let it slide so you and I are still good.
No!
Justin, please, let me explain this.
There's nothing to explain. You broke Alex's heart. He's not cool with any of us.
I figured. I tried, but it was pretty hard to totally misread the situation.
Look, Juliet, I haven't known you for 300 years, but I knew that I loved you in an instant. We have something special, and if you can't feel it, then I'll never be able to convince you.
No, Justin, it's you. You're the one I'm in love with.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I thought you'd pick the hairier guy.
I'm sorry, Mason. I loved you once, but that was a long time ago. Like, before the United States of America, a long time ago. My true love is Justin.
You even know how to let a guy down sweetly. But please don't ever do that to me.
Oh, I have missed you and your cute little insecurities.
I'm so insecure.
Yeah.
Listen, Mason, I've always wanted to hang out with the werewolf, but I think my brother and sister are gonna flash me out of here. So let's make a plan to meet up at...
Alex, honey, open the door. Open the door.
Open the door, not flash me in. I hate that.
Oh, my sweetie.
Oh, I know how much it hurts when your heart gets broken. But time will heal it. And on the bright side, we're all really happy to see you have feelings.
Mason told Juliet that he loved her. Right in front of me.
Listen, you're gonna fall in love so many times before you find the one you'll be with forever. So think of it this way, you're just one broken heart closer to happily ever after.
Mom, that's just fairy tale talk.
I know. But my parenting guide doesn't have a chapter on what to do when your wizard daughter's werewolf boyfriend has been in love with your son's vampire girlfriend for the past 300 years.
Sometimes hugs work.
sometimes they don't.
Come on, Mija. Harper, Jerry, I brought Alex out here because I thought you guys might, you know, have some advice to help cheer her up.
I'll just do what I do. Just push your feelings down and hide them until they come out to complete strangers. Hey, you!
I'm gonna go back into the lair.
No, honey, wait. I know how to cheer you up. You see that guy out there? He ordered cola, but I am gonna serve him prune juice.
Come on!
One cola.
Was that great or what?
Oh, and now I'm losing a customer. He loves it when I lose customers. There he goes.
Oh, that poor man. What did he ever do to you, Dad?
Wow. Your heart must really be broken, honey.
Mason! Man, I knew you'd come back to hang out with me. Ah, you're loyal. You're just like a dog. Like a were-dog.
Yeah, I came to talk to Alex.
Talk to Alex? That's crazy. It's like a fox. Like a were-fox.
Where's Alex?
Where Alex?
Alex.
Oh, my goodness.
Mason, I don't think Alex wants to see you. And not to gloat, but I know Juliet doesn't. I came to fix things.
Make him write down what he wants to say to her. That accent gives him a totally unfair advantage.
Alex, I didn't mean what I said earlier. I was in shock from seeing Juliet, but I want to be with you.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Look, Mason, I've been in shock before, too. Like, when I accidentally made my brother disappear. Or I accidentally made my parents not know who I was. Or I accidentally got trapped in a horror film. Or I accidentally...
Honey, we know you've messed up a lot.
Yes. And still, I've never accidentally told someone I love them when I didn't.
Alex, I know it's hard to believe, but if you just let me explain.
I think you've said enough.
It's time for you to go, Mason.
Yes, sir. I'll be on my way then. And I'll regret my mistake for the rest of my life.
That accent makes it really hard to hold a grudge.
What is wrong with you people? That was our one chance to finally have a werewolf in the family, and you're all blowing it. Now I'm never gonna have werewolf Thanksgiving, and I'll never know what it's like to have fur stuffing.
I took everything I had not to take him back. I'm just gonna go.
She's hurting. Just like I was when Gary Hollingshead came crawling back. Lucky for me, my first grade reading group made sure someone was always by my side at recess.
Exactly. That's why we should all take turns on Alex's watch to keep her from running back to Mason.
That's a good idea. Might as well make it official. I'll do the schedule. Juliet and I will take the first shift.
Sorry, but doubling up on shifts is against the rules.
I thought it would be a good idea since I haven't seen my girlfriend in, like, forever. In case you forgot, she was enslaved by a mummy.
Yeah, well, you thought wrong.
Excuse me. You saw any dog hair? I want to stick it all over me and make myself a werewolf. I got it. You're going to go check in the back? All right, thanks, buddy. Yo, Mason, what's up? Where are you going?
Listen, Max, it's probably not a good idea that we hang out anymore. I'm missing your sister a lot, and when I see you, I think of her.
Wait, hold on a minute. I'm deciding if I should be offended or not. No, I'm good. Mason, you can't just give up like that, man. I mean, you and Alex should be together. And I think you should make it happen by Werewolf Thanksgiving.
Werewolf Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I kind of told all my wizard friends I was going to your house. Did you guys eat pilgrims?
I don't know if Alex will ever understand this, but werewolves are very loyal. The problem is we're all so impulsive, and that's why seeing Juliet made me say things I didn't even mean. Mm. And now that you mention it, I'm craving pilgrims.
Well, I think that you should explain that to Alex. Not the pilgrim part, because that's going to feel like history tour, and she's going to tune out. But, like, the impulsive thing, that's definitely worth mentioning.
Yeah, I haven't been able to talk to her alone.
Oh, she's upstairs. She either crashed out on the couch or she's doing homework. Oh, man, I'm sorry. No, she's crashed out on the couch. Oh, the door's locked. Oh, wait, I have a key. It's inside. I'll go get it. Oh, wait, I know. I have a key. It's inside. I'll go get it.
And now we return to I'm in love with a teen werewolf.
You're gonna watch a werewolf movie?
Not a good idea.
Oh, hey, look. This is the funny part when all the angry villagers surround the werewolf and then they destroy him. I wonder where you can get torches like that.
We need a different distraction.
Alex, look who I brought, your werewolf boyfriend.
My gosh, Mason.
Max, how could you do this?
Well, let me tell you, it wasn't easy finding the key to the door we never used because it was inside when we needed it. That's how.
Alex, I'm over Juliet. You've got to believe me.
Well, I don't. Just because she didn't want you, Mason, I'm your second choice.
Things are going well on my ship.
Listen to me, Alex. I can prove it. All we have to do is go back to Transylvania and find the true love necklace. If you put it on me and it glows, then you'll know how I truly feel about you.
No, I'm never going back there. You can go get it.
No, you have to go with me. Because that's where it all went bad, and that's where I'm going to make it all go good.
Okay. I have to know the truth. Go.
No, you can't go. Alex Watch was my idea.
And now you need another idea on how to cover for me. Thank you. You're a good friend.
Wow, you were on Alex Watch? Way to watch her leave.
Oh, no, this isn't good. What am I going to do when Mr. Russo shows up for his shift?
Hey, Harper. I'm ready for my Alex watch. Where is she?
C&P!
No. Wait! Wait! Where's Alex?
The necklace has got to be here somewhere.
Okay, maybe if I throw this dirt clot like I threw the necklace, we'll be able to see where the necklace went.
Why did you do that?
Oh, because I missed you with the necklace the first time.
Hey, there you are.
What? How did you guys find us?
Don't tell her it was me. Mason, it's good to see you, buddy.
You too. I wish you were cool with me like your little brother.
That's where you're right. You and I are not cool. Now back away from my sister.
Justin, it's okay. He's gonna prove his feelings for me with the true love necklace.
As long as you guys are here, can you help look for it?
Yeah, I'll help you find it. It's weird, I love things that glow. I'm like a moth, like a were-moth.
Listen, Ringo, you gotta stop toying with my sister's feelings. Because the last time we were together, you were messing with my girlfriend. Not that I'd want you to do that again. I'd rather you mess with my sister than with my girlfriend. Because
Let me take this again. Listen, Ringo.
Okay, his point is you need to leave all of us alone.
Exactly. Come on, Alex, you're coming with me.
No, she's not going anywhere.
Ow, all right, now that's my throwing arm.
I'm not leaving without my sister.
I said she's not going anywhere!
Look. Look, Mason's a werewolf. Awesome! Especially since I know I'm not in danger because we're buddies, right, Mason? Mason. Mason, you didn't answer my question. All right, you're busy. That's cool.
Look, I'll admit it, I'm a little scared right now, but I'm not backing down. Come on, Alex, we're going home.
No! I have to find the necklace.
I'm not going anywhere.
Justin!
I found it!
Alex, come on. Wait. Get away from her! What are you doing?
I have to get the necklace down.
But my wand!
Sorry, I couldn't think of a spell. Justin, look out!
Vampire bites a werewolf, they turn into a wolf.
You mean a werewolf?
No, a wolf. Forever.
Yeah, and when a werewolf scratches a vampire...
What?
I lose my vampire powers.
Well, that's not so bad.
Justin, I'm gonna look at my real age.
I'm not so shallow that I would let something like an age difference come in between us.
I'm 2,193 years old.
That's a lot of years.
Alex! Hey, I got the necklace down. But the mummy eyes are still up there.
You do love me.
I do. But it's too late for us.
No!
You can never have a normal life with me now.
But I'm a wizard. Nothing about my life has ever been normal.
I have to go. When I turn into a wolf, I can't control myself. It won't be safe for you. At least you know I truly love you.
Justin, we can't be together.
Yes, we can. I'll love you no matter how old you are. You go. I'll keep you right here.
Forever.
Juliet. I'll never forget you.
He loved me.
I found her. I lost her again.
Max!
What?
What are you doing?
I'm howling. What does it look like I'm doing? See you around, buddy.
Promise me we'll find normal people.
We're not normal people.